Well, hello. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you some interesting sidelights on who and what we are. Our thought for today is, what is a monastery? And how does a monastery start? Well, our use of the word monastery here in the Absolute Monastery is that it is a place where you can go and be yourself and have fun. Now, you say, well, I don't have to go to a monastery to do that. And that's correct. And you don't have to go to a special building to do that. That's correct. You don't have to go to a retreat to do that. That's correct. Now, what are some functional meanings of the word monastery, and how has it come down through history to us? And we have a guest today who is Henry Breitenkamp. And Henry has been a monk in the Catholic monasteries. He has been a monk in many other monasteries, having visiting them and just sort of checking them out to see what sort of a program they have. Now, Henry, would you like to define the term monastery, the term abbot, the term and what goes on in the monastery, like obedience and things like that? Because from what you said this morning already, it sounds quite fascinating. This is Henry. Let's give Henry a good hand.
Ah, good morning. Guten Morgen. You know, monasteries have been around for thousands of years. Even before the time of Jesus, you had the Essenes that were a monastic community. And they form and they live together, some more closely than others. Some are very loosely bound. Some are very live in very close quarters. But they usually take the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And these are the Christian monastics. We also have in our world today a lot Buddhist monastics and Hindu monastics. What I was particularly impressed with here at the Absolute Monastery is how true this monastery is, true to the pure form of monastery, most particularly with the term obedience. I've noticed there's a lot of obedience here, and obedience to the sense of listening. The word obedience comes from the Latin word to hear, and that's what I notice all the monks here have to be open to. What are you really hearing? Not only from each other, but we listen to our own heart, to our own inner spirit, and that's where we have, we're ourselves and we have fun. And traditional monasteries have the person in charge is called the abbot, and that comes from the word Abba, father, or if in a female is the abbess, the mother, the matriarch. And I am just so impressed that this monastery, because I've been in many through the years, is really true, that this is the preferred place for the Absolute Monastery monks to be. Do they go outside into the community like today? They need to leave off some cars to be repaired or go to appointments? Yeah, that's taking care of business. But the preferred place for all the monks here is to be here at the monastery. And I'm just delighted to be here, and I look forward to coming here and just being here. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Henry. Now there we have another point of view, and it sort of coincides with the point of view here that we have for ourselves in the monastery. And that is to be ourselves and have fun. Now, Henry emphasized the term obedience. And obedience comes to everyone's mind as if you don't mind, you get a spanking. If you don't pay attention to what your mommy and daddy tell you or what the authorities tell you, then you'll be chastised or you'll be criticized or you'll be charged or fined for not behaving. Well, here the obedience comes more from its Latin origin, and what it means is to listen within. It means obedience to hearing what is being said to you. Now, in the monastery, surprisingly, there's not a lot of things being said between each of the monks. There's not a lot of things being said that you have to do, but each one of you, each monk, is given the opportunity to walk their own path. And they're given time where they must meditate. They must take time to listen within. They must take that time and listen, because they want to get so busy with their gardening. They want to get so busy with the dishwashing. They want to get so busy with the cooking. They want to get so busy with their book writing and with the other things that they have to do. Oh, those are important. Oh, those are not important. Those are just the ice cream. The important thing, the substance of the cake, is your meditation. That's where you're doing your greatest work, where you're listening within, where you're finding out who you are. Because if you're running away from something, then you'll never find who you are, because you're running, running, running. You have to stop, and you have to listen within. You have to say, who am I? And then you begin to realize the words of Jesus, the words of the monks, the words of masters throughout all ages have said, man, know thyself. Unto thine own self be true, and thou canst be false to no man. Know yourself. So, here at the monastery, and I would like to think every monastery has this as their program, people get to know themselves. It's not a matter of learning the Catholic rules or learning the God Unlimited rules or learning all these things, because they're nothing new. They're nothing new. Every church, every philosophy, every teaching teaches you to know yourself, to listen within and follow yourself. But be true to yourself. Don't try to protect your backside by talking in the front side. Always be true to yourself. Always say the truth. And always be ready, not that you're going to have to do it, but always be ready to say, I'm sorry, I goofed. And then go on. Don't dwell upon the goof. Go on. If you stub your toe, you don't say, now where can I stub it again? And I want to stub it again. And I want to stub it again. And I want to stub it again because I'm learning how to stub my toe. Isn't that wonderful? Well, you see, when we make a goof, we don't want to learn how to do it. We want to learn how to do the things that are balanced and harmonious. And so we put our attention on the positive. And people say, well, that's Pollyanna. Well, that's fine. Everything in the world that's good and beautiful and wonderful is Pollyanna. And I like that. I like that very much. Now, what do you like? Do you like the idea that you make mistakes? Or do you like the idea that you are really quite a competent person? You are really quite nice, and you really enjoy your company. You really enjoy your world. You really enjoy walking by yourself. You don't need someone as a companion as you're doing your jogging. You got to have a companion. And you don't, this is a big point in today's attitude, you don't need to have your earphones in your ear all the time when you're walking, talking, moving. People have their iPod glued to their heads. And they listen to music and listen to music and listen to this and listen to that. Well, as Henry would tell us, they're obedient, but they're obedient in another direction. They're obedient to the voice of humanity and not the voice of divinity that's within them. Do you want the voice of divinity within you? Well, take your earplugs out. Take those earphones off and stop listening to your iPhone all the time. Listen to your iPhone at your time of listening to your iPhone. When you go to the toilet, you go to the toilet. That's the time to go to the toilet. And when you listen to your iPhone, that's the time to listen to your iPhone. And stop every other action. Because if not, then what happens? Everything that's on your iPhone becomes part of you. and it becomes embedded in your consciousness, and there's nothing to object to it because you're so busy doing two or three other things, washing the dishes or running around or what have you, driving your car. And so you let this music come in, and this music, which we think is the grand opera and we think is so beautiful and so on, and yet if you were to hear the story of Figaro, if you'd hear the story of Don Juan, if you'd hear the story of these things, you'd say, oh my golly, that's dirty, dirty. I wouldn't listen to a movie like that. But we listen to an opera like that, where they're chasing after other people's wives and husbands, and they're sleeping with everybody. You say, that's the television today. Isn't that interesting? People have listened to this old garbage for so long. Pretty soon they've said that that is an acceptable thing. You know, the day will come when all mankind will stop their futile searching in the outer and take a moment and listen within and say, there's paradise, and I didn't even know it. I had it in me all the time. And not that the outer is bad, but when you view the outer through the eyes of paradise, the outer becomes paradise too. When you view the outer through the eyes of confusion and unhappiness and so forth, then the outer becomes confusion and unhappiness. And here at the monastery, our aim, our goal, our direction is one thing. Know yourself. Be yourself and have fun. Does that mean I don't have to do anything? No. You've come here and you have said that you're going to apply yourself with discipline to certain areas and do it. And when you no longer are interested in applying yourself to the discipline that you have the opportunity to follow here at the monastery, go. Leave. I don't want anyone here who doesn't like to be here and do the things that we have to do. And if it is repairing, this is a community as much as a community anywhere else is. And you can do anything you want here. You can do plumbing, you can do building, you can do writing, you can do magazine preparations, you can do photography, you can do anything. This is a full community. And you can also meditate. You can also create out of your mind. And you could sit in peace and say to the world, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. How many times have you said that this past week, if at all? There now is peace on earth, and it began. Isn't that a noble, wonderful thing to do, to create peace throughout the entire world, just from your own little center? Well, whatsoever you've done unto the least of these, you've done unto me. However we look into our heart and we find the peace that dwells there, then this is the universal peace. Because there is one mind, and we are that one mind. And as we speak our word and think our thought, it radiates throughout the one mind. And why is there peace on earth when we say, there now is peace on earth and it began with me? Because I created it. I created it. So if there is one person seeing the world at peace, that's the start. Then that begins to snowball, and others everywhere else begin to see the world at peace. Wherever I go, I teach these things. I share these things. Wherever I go, I teach people to sing, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. And I teach them to sing, I bless Nigeria, land that I love. I bless Switzerland. I bless Bulgaria, I bless Russia, I bless Ukraine, I bless America, I bless everything. Wherever I go, I sing this song to the people and they say, hey, that's kind of neat, you know? That's kind of us. I bless America, land that I love. I stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from within and on. You see, Do that. And you just feel good. You feel very good inside. And that goodness radiates to everyone. And everyone says, what? You look like you're so happy. You look like you're feeling so good. I do. Why? Well, I was just thinking, God bless America. Oh, no. I'm God. I bless America, land that I love. And you see, when you do that, what happens? Your whole world begins to take a new flavor, a new look, and you become a new asset to the world. The fighting men are wonderful, but if they were onward Christian soldiers, you see, marching as to love, led by peace and goodness everywhere they go. In their hearts is joy and truth, in their hearts is love and youth. Onward, 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 ever so. You see, we can create our own words. We can create our own view, our own love, our own joy, our inner depth. We don't need to be angry at anything. We just love everything. And when we stop being angry, it's amazing how this is a pretty wonderful world in which we live. Well, may I say, this is what everyone feels who comes to the monastery. They walk upon these sacred grounds and they say, man, this is cool here. I don't know what you've done, but there's something about this place. And we're surrounded on three sides by the Bureau of Land Management for the government land, and we're on the other side we're surrounded by by people's homes and so forth. And always there's peace. Always there's honor. Always there's love. And it's not a lot of people. We're not a religious organization. We're a philosophy. And everyone on earth is their own philosophy. Now, that's my philosophy. That's the philosophy that we teach here at the monastery, and that's the philosophy that we live. So join me, if you like, with your presence, with your mind, with your thought, with your love, with your abundance, with anything that you like, and share it with us, and we are here for you because we love you. And I'll start that off by saying, I love you. I love you. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.